from the Sky News Centre at 4. Former News International Chief Executive Rebecca Brooks, her husband and four others will appear in court next month, charged with conspiracy to pervert the course of justice. They're all facing allegations in connection with phone hacking. Rebecca and Charlie Brooks have already issued a statement saying the charges are unjust. Alison Levitt is from the Crown Prosecution Service.
I have concluded that in relation to all suspects except the seventh, there is sufficient evidence for there to be a realistic prospect of conviction. And I've concluded that a prosecution is required in the public interest in relation to each of the other six.
A man set himself on fire outside the Oslo courthouse where mass killer Anders Breivik is on trial. Police say the man was seriously injured, but his motive isn't yet known. The Immigration Minister wants better information about passenger numbers from airlines to curb long delays at UK airports. Damien Green has also told MPs the problem depends on the wind, which can lead to flights arriving too early or too late. The Chief Executive of Airport Operator BAA, Colin Matthews, says the Border Force must change the way it operates too.
Passengers are frustrated when they stand in long queues and see a large number of gates which aren't being manned. So the point is not necessarily to argue for more staff. It is to argue, though, for the right number of desks being manned at the right time of day.
François Hollande has been sworn in as the President of France. He's promised to find a plan to end the debt crisis and will meet German Chancellor Angela Merkel later. In sports, Scotland, Wales and the Republic of Ireland have declared a formal interest in jointly hosting Euro 2020. They're not yet committing to a bid, but if they did try to land the tournament, they'd face opposition separately from Turkey and Georgia. And legendary cricket umpire Dickie Bird says he could do with a brandy after receiving an OBE from the Prince of Wales. The Yorkshireman described the award as a great honour. That's the latest. I'm Chris Giles.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
Slow traffic now on the Ingrave Road in Brentwood. It's busy but moving northbound around Wilson's Corner. Ongar Road in Brentwood is busy but moving southbound at the A1023 High Street Junction. There's narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between Junction 29 and 30. Temporary traffic lights on Priest Lane in Shenfield close to the Middleton Hall Lane Junction, and temporary traffic lights also in Shenfield on the Hutton Road along the Mount Avenue Junction and the Friars Avenue Junction. You'll also find that Ingatestone Road in Stock is closed in both directions close to the Butsbury Hall Farm Junction because of roadworks. There are delays on the district line. Wimbledon to Earls Court is delayed. More travel in about half an hour.
Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Don't forget that very shortly I'll be joined in the studio by some of the fundraisers from the charity The Wings of Hope. So stay tuned, find out more about this charity after a few more songs.
Love. prized possessions protected at home? How would your business be affected if you were broken into and essential equipment stolen? Peak Security Group has over 30 years of security experience, keeping your home and business secure. From CCTV, door entry and gate systems to intruder alarms, we guarantee you will get the right advice for your needs with free double warranty cover. Call us today on 01268 777232 or visit us at peak-security.co.uk.
Tuesday night is Motorsports Night with me, Dave Turner, as we talk to some of the biggest names in the world of motorsport, from two wheels and four wheels. If you like your sports motorised, then join me 6pm till 8pm every Tuesday, only on Phoenix 98 FM in association with ebspestcontrol.co.uk.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Okay, on Saturday and Sunday this week at 10am until 1pm, there's an open weekend and plant sale organised by the Hutton Horticultural Society at the Trading Shed, Berwick Road in Hutton. Normally only open to members on this weekend. They are inviting you to come along and buy some great plants at very reasonable prices and have a cuppa and a chat to experienced horticulturalists to get advice and guidance. It's free to go along. You can contact admin at huttonhorticulturalsociety.org.uk or you can get those details again on our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
I'm pleased to say that I am now joined in the studio by my guests today. I did say that Louisa Moxham would be joining me, and she's probably going to feel quite famous because that's the only name I've been given. So I've just been saying her name over and over again. But there's lots and lots of people here, and I'm going to get them to all introduce themselves because they've been doing a little project for the charity Wings of Hope, and we're going to find out more about it now. Right, so let me just have I'm going to check that you're working now. You need to talk nice and closely to the microphone. What's your name?
Sheridan.
Wonderful, your microphone is working. Sheridan, now can you just give a rough outline? Doesn't matter, you know, if you make any mistakes or if you're not 100% accurate, but just give a rough outline of what the charity Wings of Hope does.
It builds schools in Malawi and India for children, and its motto is empowering through education.
Okay, so it's building schools because it believes if these children have got the ability to demonstrate skills to, you know, start their own career, start business, get a job, then it means that they're not going to be poor.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. And how did you first come across them? I mean, did they send you an email or?
They came to our school and they did a presentation.
Oh, they did a presentation. What, in a big assembly?
Yeah, it was in front of everyone and everyone was given the chance and opportunity to apply to form a team. And last year we did it in separate teams, but this year we came together and we did it all together, and we think we've overcome differences to now work as a team to raise as much money and awareness as possible.
Oh, right, so you've worked as a team and you've overcome differences. Now, does this mean that you've had lots of arguments?
We haven't had lots of arguments, but we are having
I've got people laughing and shaking their heads in the background, so
we have to get used to everyone's personalities.
All right, okay, yeah. And what was your biggest realisation? Because, you know, you learn so many different things as you go through life. And what have you learned from this experience about different personalities?
That everyone has a different idea and view on everything. And despite people's different personalities, everyone all had a different view on all different events that we could do. which was really good.
Yeah, because it probably made your event, even though you obviously had to go with one idea, one event, it probably made it even better. Because you can always draw in a little bit of what everyone's about into the event to make it more suitable, probably, for everyone to attend. So what event did you do?
We haven't done an event yet, but we're doing quite a few events.
Okay. So you were still at the planning stage?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's quite scary, isn't it?
Yeah, so we were doing quite a few events. So we're doing a quiz show, a talent show for the money, and a green fair that we're doing in two weeks' time.
Rightio.
And for awareness, we're going to be giving out leaflets around London, sticking up posters around Brentwood. You'll see it around Brentwood a lot.
Right, okay. I'm going to bring Louisa in now. I'm just going to check that your microphone's working. Louisa?
Hi.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, wow. Yes, Louisa's speaking much, you're speaking nice and close. I like that. I like that very much. I can hear you nice and loud in my ears. Now, tell me what you've been getting involved with.
We've all been emailing, different areas of media and stuff to try and, get our message out there as much as possible.
So what different... how did you even get the email addresses in the first place?
Well, they were all on websites, really.
We just
scrolled through loads of different sites and just picked out emails.
Where did you do this? From home or from school?
Yeah, we've done a mixture, really. Mm. We've each done quite a bit at home, and we did some at school all together. But yeah, it's just bringing everything together to, make it work.
Yeah. Did you manage to get on all of the sites that you needed to get on?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good to know. And you found all of your links. Did you need any advice from anyone else, or did the charity sort of point you in the right directions? The Wings of Hope giving you quite a lot of help?
Well, we went to an event, actually, where the winners of the last one we were announced and everything, and it was good, because we could see what everybody had what every other team had done and take inspiration from theirs.
So you could pinch a few ideas.
Yeah.
That's always worth doing. As you say, it's about getting inspiration from others and not just being oh, wow, theirs was really great. Oh, we've got no chance. It's about, okay, we'll use a little bit of yours, but I didn't quite like that aspect and they could have done that a bit better. Now, I'm going to bring in... someone else now. What's your name?
Hasimra.
Okay. You're going to have to speak a little bit louder. Sorry. It's just because of where the mic... In fact, I'm not even sure if that microphone's working. It's a bit confusing. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. You can always swap around. Do you want to?
Okay.
Yeah. Go on. Go for it. Right. Okay. What's your name?
Hasimra.
Hang on a minute. Right, yeah, there we go. It's because I think the microphones are labelled up wrong. Or maybe I'm just getting confused because I've never had to use so many microphones in all my life. Anyway, right, okay. So your name is, sorry.
Hasimra.
Okay, what have you been doing for it all?
We've just been coming up with ideas and things that we can do to help the charity and things that we could do for awareness and... ideas, loads of ideas.
What sort of things does your group sort of give you to do? What sort of tasks do they get you to... Do they allocate to you? What's your strengths?
I kind of get ideas and plan them and on those bases.
Do they get you writing quite a
no.
lot?
No. No, not
Who,
a lot.
Who's the one that does all the writing? Oh, can you come and talk about your writing, please? I'm going to bring someone else. I'm going to bring someone else on now. What's your name?
Amelia.
Amelia. I must just point out, because I don't think I'm not sure if anyone's yet said these girls from a local school. You're allowed to say what school you're from.
Yes, yeah? St Martin's.
St Martin's. They are from St Martin's. Are you allowed to say what age group or what year you're in?
We're in year 10, 14 to 15.
Wonderful. That's brilliant. I wish I'd learned these skills at school. you're going to be fine in the workplace, girls. Don't worry about it at all. Now, so everyone gives you writing.
Yeah.
Is that because you're bad at coming up with ideas?
No, I just... No, I just like writing it all down, like
Being all organised. I like organising.
Oh, really? We've got so much in common. That's wonderful. Do you keep all of your pens really organised, and do you have lots of different types of pens?
Yeah. Black stylos I've got.
No, it's the thing that you'll find. Organised people have got this thing about pens, and you'll love pens. And even if you get them for like a Christmas present, you'll be like, oh, brilliant pens. Yeah. We're cheap Christmas presents, aren't we? And so everyone gets you to write the stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
So can you speak in any detail about some of the events that you've got planned? I mean, how are you planning to sort of get the message out there, apart from sending emails? Because you see, the problem with emails, and even the problem with sending mail, is that some people don't read it. So what else are you going to do to get the message out there?
We're going to do a lot of leaflet distributing locally and in London.
What, in people's doors, or are you going to put it in places or just everywhere?
We're going to like hand them out and post them just to get them everywhere, really.
Are you going to stand on the streets and do leafletting?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that before? Will that be a new experience?
Some of the team from last year did it, yeah.
Oh, okay. So some of you, who's had experience of leaflet giving? Would you just come over, because you haven't yet spoken yet? I just want you to talk about leafletting, okay? Oh, it sounded like you were going to fall off the chair then. Now, just talk about your leaflet distributing. How did you find it the first time around? Because I can remember I was quite young when I first went leafletting. And it was quite daunting, actually. I was actually really scared initially to even hand someone a leaflet. Did you find you were a little bit nervous?
It's pretty scary, but I'm quite a, like, confident person, so I can like go up to someone and just be like, hey, and then tell them a bit about it. But with the group I had last year, some people were really shy, and like mainly because of like rejection and people saying that they don't want them, because loads of people get that. But most people were quite accepting in the places we went to, so they'd take it, ask us about a bit about it, because most people have never really heard about Wings of Hope and like the charity. So we were just telling them a bit about it, and it is quite scary.
Yeah. Do you find that if you go in there with a positive look on your face, do you think that helps as well?
Yeah, going in with like a positive attitude, thinking you're going to get rid of like, not get rid of like, distribute this amount of leaflets, and you do it. It's like you've like achieved a goal, but it's just like the fact that you've given that many, and you at the start you thought you wouldn't do that. So it's like setting a goal and achieving it.
Yeah, that's brilliant insight. What are you thinking of taking for your A-levels? I'm interested to know.
Art and fashion, so like textiles as well.
Really? Now, I wasn't expecting that. Do you know what? I think you should be a psychology student, definitely. You could do that as well. I really, really recommend it, because at your age, to have that insight into, and as you say, it's about having the belief that, yeah, you're going to get rid of all of these leaflets, and you know, having a positive outlook on the situation. Have you all found that because you've all sort of been so upbeat about doing the task, it's really, really helped you with it, and it's, you know, it will probably, I know you haven't had your events yet, but you'll probably find they go a lot better. Because you're all so upbeat and enthusiastic about it, and your enthusiasm's rubbed off on me, and I'm like, hey, yeah, I want to come and help, like, you know. So and what was your name? Vanita. Maybe you did say it. I've lost count now. I think there's someone that I'd like to speak to and that hasn't spoken. I thought it was come on then. I don't think she would have said anything. Can you just introduce yourself? Okay then. Right, so what's your name?
Emma.
Right, okay. And what have you liked most about it?
Well, we've been setting up different social media websites to help get like our friends and different people involved.
Oh my word. So who helped you do that?
Well,
already know how to do it? You must be.
We did it last year with our charity, so.
You must be fine at using stuff like so. Have you got like a Facebook page?
We've got Facebook, Twitter and a Just Giving account.
Right, okay. Do you know it off by heart if anyone wants to sort of...
Our Twitter is /IgniteWoha. I'll just give in
/IgniteWoha. Yeah. What's it? No, well, there's two ways to
type in www.twitter.com/IgniteWoha, it'll come up.
It will come up. And then there's another way that you can follow. If you're already on Twitter, you can follow
at IgniteWoha. and you'll see our different events and
at
what we're doing.
Ignite. How do you spell that? Woha.
Woha is W-O-H-A-A in capitals.
Oh, right. Oh, okay, then. W-O-H-A-A.
It stands for Wings of Hope Achievement Award, which is the what we're taking part in our groups.
Right, okay, that's a little bit easier. So you can, you can follow... You, and who's in charge of the Twitter account? Because you can't all be in charge of it, surely.
We all have one of the social medias each. So we have one for Twitter, one for Facebook, and one for Just Giving.
Oh, my word. Okay, so some of you aren't... You're just not faffing... Yes.
They're doing, like, other publicity stuff, like newspapers and, like, getting...
Oh, OK, so you've allocated, like...
We're all trying to be involved in different ways.
Different tasks to different people. And are you being quite careful on the social media, like, especially with the Twitter? You get some strange followers. Like, seriously, you definitely need to block some of them.
Oh, yeah, we've got it security protected and our friends are following to help spread the word.
Oh, that's good. And don't click on any links that someone sends you that you don't know. Have you been taught all of this?
Yeah.
I don't believe it. You see, my education didn't cover this because this sort of stuff was only just beginning to be, you know, created. So
we have
mine
it drilled
didn't.
Into us at school now. Never open anything.
Oh, really? Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad. I need to go back to school all over again. And do you like being at St Martin's? Is it because are you taught separately as boys and girls or are you taught together?
No, we're mixed.
Right from year seven?
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, have you found that okay? I'm just interested to know, like, you know, do the boys make fun of the girls and, you know, and vice versa? I just don't know, you know, how has it affected your learning?
Well, it hasn't affected our learning because we've never known any different.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's just been normal to us.
Yeah.
Just be boys. Yeah. But people never really always get on at school, so there's always the arguments and disruptions happening.
And what about you? Are you ever scared to ask questions because you don't want to look stupid?
No, not necessarily, because usually you're in a class that you've known for quite a while by the time you get to year 10.
Oh, so, okay.
And you kind of ignore it because after a while you're just concentrating on your GCSEs.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing.
We're more
concerned about getting it right for the GCSE paper than other people making fun out of your question. Because when I was at school, people would sometimes make fun, like, oh, do you not understand it? But as you say, I think I needed to have a little bit more confidence at school to just be like, no, I'm going to get a good GCSE grade, you know, regardless. And what are you thinking of taking for your A-levels?
I think we're taking history, maths and economics.
Is anyone in here going to take psychology?
Yeah, one.
Wait, hang on.
Louisa.
Oh, really? Oh, wonderful. So we have got one. Oh, right. Well, then you two and the girl that I suggested, you know, what's your name?
Vanita.
I suggested should do psychotherapy. Well, you're learning alongside Vanita. So there you go. Wonderful. Okay, is there anything that you need to tell us about today?
Oh, just at the Green Fair that we're going to, we're going to have a stall selling cupcakes and different foods.
Now, where's that?
That's on the 4th of June in Redbridge Park.
Right, where's Redbridge Park? Is that London?
Yeah, it's in Ilford.
So why have you decided to do it in London?
Because me and Vinny are actually live in Ilford. We only go school, we
oh,
go to school
you?
In Brentwood.
Yeah.
So
how do you get to school? Train or bus?
Yeah.
Train.
And this is a big event which I'm helping at. So I got a stall for us and we're making cakes. And it's in Valentine's Park. The Queen visited there. And the torch relay is going through the park as well.
Oh, wonderful. You got it at a great place. So it's well worth people travelling to Brentwood. Oh, there you go. We've got students at St Martin's from far and wide. So that's wonderful. I think they'll need to start a boarding school. Someone's just remembered that she needs to say something. She's trying to tell someone else. But anyway, I'm going to play a song. And if there's something that you remember that you were meant to say, then, you can say it after this song. I'm going to play some Britney Spears and I'm sure everyone will remember this one.
I think I did it again. I made you believe. we're more than just friends. Oh baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. Cause to dreaming away, wishing that heroes so truly exist. I cry watching the days. Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways? But to lose all my senses, that is just so pathetic. Baby, oh, I did it again.
There's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful. But wait a minute, isn't this?
Yeah, yes it is.
But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the air.
Well, baby, I went down and got it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's slow traffic now on Ingrave Road in Brentwood, northbound around Wilson's Corner, and slow traffic on Ongar Road in Brentwood. Busy but moving southbound at the A1023 High Street Junction. Slow traffic on the A1016 Westway inbound in Chelmsford between the Rob Johns Road Junction and the Beaches Road Junction. And slow traffic on the A114 Van Diamonds Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddow Road at the Army and Navy. You'll find narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour on the M25 in both directions between junction 29 and 30. Temporary traffic lights in Shenfield on the Hutton Road in between the Mount Avenue and the Friars Avenue, and also temporary traffic lights on Priest Lane close to the Middleton Hall Lane junction. Delays on the District Line Wimbledon to Earls Court is delayed.
Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood, creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Inquiry Group, a newspaper as it should be.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul, whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades, every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
Too easily, I leave my key and say I'm too young, beloved boy.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I've been speaking to some of the Year 10s from St Martin's. They've been telling us about the work that they've been doing for the charity Wings of Hope, that sets out to build various schools in, I think it's in India and Africa, or perhaps it's Asia and Africa. And basically these girls are arranging some fundraising activities themselves, being really, really creative, coming up with lots and lots of ideas and learning a lot of stuff that would have been so helpful for someone like myself when I was at school. But it just goes to show how we get older and this technology, it's like we can't stay school age forever, so we can't learn all about the different technology and media and ways that we now get the message out there that keeps up with it. So thankfully some people are going to be learning. I can remember when I was at school learning how to use computers and learning how to search the internet and things like that, and there were people that were sort of a lot older and people that were just in jobs that had never ever required them to use a PC, and they were having to go on courses and learn all about how to use a computer, and that must have been so daunting for someone that's, you know, been doing the same job for so long without a computer, and then all of a sudden someone turns around and says, oh, you're going to have to start using this now. And computers, it's not like you can just pick them up within a few minutes, you know, it's not like learning to use a new garden tool or something. It's a little bit more complicated than that. In fact, I still don't know enough about computers. I think I think you could be forever learning about them if you so chose.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Sunday at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. there's going to be a level 5 Japanese animal Reiki workshop. This is going to be organised by Remus Memorial Horse Sanctuary on Little Farm, Butsbury Road, Butsbury, near Ingatestone. Reiki can be a life-changing experience, bringing balance and harmony to you and your animals. Manual and handbook supplied. Cost is £150 per place. You can call 012-77-35-6191 or email info@remussanctuary.org. Those details available again on our website, www.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I am with you until 6 o'clock. But don't worry, because back giving you all that you need to know on the latest news from the world of motorsport is going to be Dave Turner. He's going to be coming on after me. Then at 8 p.m, Body Talk is brought to you by Jules Patassi. And at 9 p.m, the Fashion Zone with Michelle Flynn. Make sure you tune into that. She's going to have local guest, the owner of Mesh, the clothes shop in Crown Street in Brentwood. There are many clothes shops in Crown Street, and they're going to be speaking about a fashion show that they're putting on for a charity close to Jeanette's heart. So tune in at 9 o'clock for the Fashion Zone here on Phoenix if you can. And then after that, there's Graham Stannard. Here's what he sounds like.
Is anybody out there?
Well, hello there. I'm Graham Stannard, and I'm here to tell you about my musical meandering show every Sunday night here on Phoenix 98 FM. It's where I try and bridge the gap between the weekend celebrations and preparing for the week ahead. So whether you like rocking out or chilling out, I shall endeavor to service you appropriately with music ranging from mellow acoustic through to something a bit more psychedelic. That's Musical Meanderings every Sunday night between 10 p.m. and midnight.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, I'm rumbling in this JCB. I'm 5 years old, my dad's a giant sitting beside me. And the engine rattles my bum like berserk while we're singing, don't forget your shovel if you want to go and work. My dad probably had a bloody hard day, but he's been good fun and bubbling and joking way. And the procession of cars stuck behind, are getting all impatient and angry, but we don't mind. We're holding up the bypass, oh. Me and my dad having a tough laugh, oh, whoa. Sitting on the toolbox, oh. And I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. So glad I'm not in school, oh no. And we pull over, let cars pass, and pull off again, speeding by this summer green grass. And we're like giants up here in our big yellow digger, like Zoids or Transformers, or maybe even bigger. And I wanna transform into a Tyrannosaurus Rex and eat up all the bullies and the teachers and their pets. And I'll tell all my mates my dad's B.A. Baracus, only with a JCB and Bruce Lee's nunchuckers. And we're holding up the bypass, oh. Me and my dad having a top laugh, oh, whoa. Sitting on the toolbox, oh. And I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. So glad I'm not in school. And we're holding up the bypass, oh. Me and my dad having a top laugh, oh, whoa. I'm sitting on the toolbox, oh. And I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. Glad I'm not in school. Said I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round, and we're holding up the bypass. Top laugh, oh, whoa. And I'm sitting on the toolbox, oh. And I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. So glad I'm not in school. Oh, I said I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his, oh, I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad Bruce Lee drives me round in his JCB.